The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but for about 4 weeks we've been talking about the reality of God, His awesome attributes, and responding to this reality and the attributes of God in the appropriate way. Oh, we can never tire of speaking about our great eternal God, our Heavenly Father. Today and tomorrow, we'd like to sort of summarize some thoughts in reference to what we've been trying to bring out. As we have talked about God, there is one prefix that just keeps coming up, and that is the word all. We say Almighty God. We say the all-wise, the all-knowing God. And the word all just continually comes before us. We repeatedly use it in describing the reality and the attributes of God. And it must be used in describing our response to Him, if He is real to us. Let's notice some scriptures along that line. In Acts chapter 10, verse 33, we have Cornelius inviting the Apostle Peter to go ahead and preach to them as he has come into their house, the first Gentile convert he will become. He says here, "Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." All right, a God who is described by the prefix all, who is all-wise, all-knowing, almighty, and so forth, the only way that we can respond to Him is with our all. And Cornelius says we're all here to hear all things commanded thee of God. In Luke chapter 14, verse 33, the Lord said, "So likewise, he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath cannot be my disciple." Again, the Lord said in Luke 10:27, in responding to what the great commandment was, he says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and love thy neighbor as thyself." All right, the only way we can respond to a God who is all and everything is with our all. May we never forget that, with our all. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31 in particular, I would point to you, the Apostle Paul says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." All. This God of heaven, this God who is all, must be responded to with our all. And all is to be done to the glory of God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, it says that Christ Jesus is to receive the preeminence in all things. And then Colossians 3:17 says this, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Yes, we must respond to God with our all. And God is first. We read in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." In the beginning God. Genesis 1:1, the first verse of the Bible. And God must be first in our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you." Not only that, God is our everything. Jesus is all and everything to us. And consequently, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Yes, He must be everything to us. As someone has said, Christ must be Lord of all in our lives, or He is not Lord at all. He must have first place or no place. It's just that simple. Because we're dealing with deity. We read in Ephesians 4, verse 6, where the Apostle Paul said, "There's one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." God is all, and to respond to Him in any less way is to deny His deity. He is almighty. He is everything. And we must respond to Him with our all. That's the message in the reality of God. We'll talk more about this as we conclude this tomorrow, and thank you for listening today.